and she's not going to give any leeway on what she expects as far as the nightly rental goes. And so all that to say, I think I understand the idea behind the regulations. While I'm not completely familiar with the statutes, I understand the need for regulations. I understand the need for not setting a precedent so something not as favorable happens down the road. But I also know that, I mean, I don't think it's too far of a stretch to say that this country was built by people with small businesses. That's the backbone of America. And I think that it would be wise for us as a county, as a state, as a nation, to be encouraging those people who want to step out in faith as a risk to do something like this, while also doing it carefully, as I believe they've done. And so these are good people. This is a good business, and this is a great community. And I think it adds to it and doesn't take away. So thank you for your time.
Good evening. My name is Greg Stone. I am a native of Taney County. In fact, I've got deep roots here. My parents were both natives. My great-grandmother, Sally Ellison, was the oldest living native of Taney County when she passed away in 1977 at 103. My Uncle Johnny Gideon's dad was a longtime judge right here in Taney County. So I have deep roots here. I've known Rob, as I know him, and Erica for many, many years. I hired Rob into a program in Branson back in 2004 called Dulos and Shelterwood, where Rob lived and worked with troubled teenagers. And he stayed on staff for, I believe, 3 years as a house director and then as a teacher in a program. Rob's currently an educator in the Reed Springs School District working with middle school kids. I work now with a program called Young Life. I'm a director over all of Southern Missouri. And Rob has come on as a teacher staff part-time working with the middle school kids, taking them to camp. He's also a tennis coach, very good tennis player, by the way. I've only played him once. We'll never play him again. And I'm here as a character reference for both Rob and Erica. I've known Erica many years as well. She went to College of the Ozarks, and everything they've shared and other people shared as far as the logistics and the soundness of this tiny house. I will say that I did get to help Rob on the first wall, and that's about all he wanted me for, because I'm not as talented as he is. But I have seen the house and got a tour of it when it was completed. I've helped promote it with friends. I'm a big believer in hospitality as a native of this area, that we need more of that. We need more of folks letting people in when you're on the highway and taking care of folks when they come visit our beautiful, beautiful country here. And with Rob and Erica, you have that. And I can't vouch for them enough as far as their character and their concern for details, their concern for their neighbors, of wanting to make this property a quality, and I highly, highly support them in this endeavor. Thank you.
My name is Larry Cook. I live at 395 Eagle Rock Road, which is like four houses down from them.
Can you point it to us?
Sure. And I just met them the other day. I actually stopped whenever I saw a sign up and stuff. I stopped and was talking to them, trying to figure out why it didn't pass. I mean, the trailer is very nice. It's on a very nice lot. I don't think there's any issues as far as traffic or anything else. There's rental houses in the property already that probably have more impact as far as vehicles go. And I'm actually one of them that pulls a fifth wheel down through there. So I'll be the first to admit to that, and I have a fifth wheel parked alongside the road where I've made a parking lot to park it. I just don't think that it's an issue. It is a very nice, it's not like we're trying to rezone everything to do nightly rentals for a whole deal. This is one thing. This is all they're doing. And I honestly don't see any issues with it, me personally. So, like I say, it is a very nice property. They've done a very good job. And we keep our grandkids through the day. They're there every day, Monday through Friday. As far as any other traffic, I can't tell any difference. So, thank you all.
All right, is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this project? Okay. Anybody else would like to speak that it's against this appeal? If so, come on up.
I'm Bobby McTaggart. I live at 511 Eagle Rock Road, and two doors, there's one house between.
Can you point it to us if you don't mind?
No, I'm not very good at this.
Okay.
Is this their house?
No, the blue and red right there.
Yours is right there.
That's my house.
Okay.
Right there.
All right. Thank you.
We've been there 40 years. We did get a petition originally against having the nightly rental, and we had 54 signatures. We went back to make sure that people still were in agreement and got them initial it. We did have one person that chose to not initial it, and he spoke tonight, and we respect that. We also got additional 11 signatures. It's a big area. You go in Eagle Rock two ways, so you can go all around the neighborhood. The church, I believe, I may be wrong, but I think churches are exempt from being commercial. I think churches can be where they need to be. I may be wrong on that, but I think churches are exempt from the zonings. And that is a small church up there. I don't know what else to say except that it does impact the neighborhood. It doesn't fit. We're a neighborhood of single-family homes, and if we have one come in, everybody has, most people have at least an acre. We have almost three. Some have five. There are a lot of people that could come in and do this same thing. And if one is allowed, then you have to set a precedence to allow others. We went to one lady who was getting ready to put some of her property up for sale, and she's very against it because somebody wanted to buy her property and put in pods, tiny home pods, and so she's not selling it. So I guess that's about all I can say. As far as what it looks like and what the people are like, that's not the issue. The issue is if it fits in the neighborhood, if it impacts the neighborhood. Let me see what else. I think I gave you in your packets the zoning codes. And number four was establishment of a commercial business venture within an established residential neighborhood would not be compatible with the already established uses, would not match the characteristics of the surrounding properties, would add additional traffic, and whether it's one car or two cars, I've lived there 40 years. If you pass a school bus, you have to move over and almost stop. And one car, you know, I'm not going to argue about one car, but I'm saying if we get more of these, if we allow this and set a precedent, the granting of a conditional use permit does not and cannot comply with all the requirements of these codes. If it does not apply, and this is in number 7 of the codes, if it does not apply, the conditional use shall, in all other respects, conform to the regulations and all of the requirements contained therein, including but not limited to any specific conditions relating to the proposed conditional use and the applicable regulations of the zoning district in which the property is located. And that is how I feel that is one thing. It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit the neighborhood. Character witnesses and how lovely it is, that's all outside of the realm of the codes. So I thank you very much.
All right, is there anyone else that...
Go ahead.
I'm Charles Johnson, and I live at 327 Eagle Rock Road. I'm afraid if one of these little houses went in, there'd be more of them coming in. And it's not really commercial. And I live... right there. I know it's away from... No.
That's it. I've got it.
Yeah. Right up there. But, you know, it's just like anything else. One comes in, then there's a whole bunch wanting in. And that doesn't take much to turn a camper into bed and breakfast or an Airbnb or whatever you want to call them. All you have to do is put skirting around them and bolt them down. And I can't... A lot of people own campers, and that's fine. But I'm just not too crazy about people coming in around the neighborhood that I don't know. And that's about all I... But when he started building that, I never did see a permit anywhere close to the road where we could read it and see what he was doing. So I don't know if he had a permit or anything like that. But I don't know, it just doesn't seem right to have a residential area start turning into commercial. I thank you.
Thank you. All right, is there anybody else willing to speak against this project?
I'm Jeannie Randolph, and I live at 748 Eagle Rock Road, just down the hill. I think I'm off the grid on that, and I think I'm a little farther down. I live at the last house, and I have 3 acres there. And if everybody put small homes, if I put a whole lot of small homes on 3 acres, I'd have a good income, a nightly good income. And I feel like we are in an established neighborhood, and this is bringing in something else that we who have lived there a long time are against. And it's not we're against the owners or anything. We just don't want the nightly rentals. And we do have a narrow road, and when you meet a school bus, you have to almost get off the road, and we don't have shoulders on our roads, and you have to move over so far, and there's several school buses that goes up and down the hill, and I just feel like it would change our whole neighborhood. And thank you for your time.
Thank you. All right, anybody else? Okay, so we'll give the applicant an opportunity to speak again if you'd like to.
Do I need to state my name again?
Go ahead, just for the
Matthew
record.
Marshall. So in just hearing those comments, we're not seeking for multiple houses. This is a one special use permit for one house. Our plans are not to build any other tiny houses on our property. And truly, the goal with this was to improve the property. So I didn't mention this, but the people who did own our property before had that area where the tiny houses built flattened when they brought in the sewer so that they could have their buses and RVs. They had a show here in town, and they had several buses, big buses and RVs that they parked there. So putting a nice-looking tiny house was actually our plan to improve the look of that property as people drove by.